Rain from Hurricane Irma and other storms has caused the water in Lake Okeechobee to jump 3 feet. The rain slowly trickled its way through streams and tributaries and into the lake. Now the water is above 17 feet, an alarming level not seen in more than a decade. And in the Glades communities, people living around the southern half of the lake, there's concern the dike could collapse.
It's fearful.
Janet Taylor lives in Clewiston.
That if it breached, what is going to happen to us? We are in constant danger if this water keep rising in Lake Okeechobee.
One day before the arrival of Hurricane Irma last month, Florida Governor Rick Scott ordered an emergency evacuation of the entire Glades region over fears of flooding from the lake. It was an unprecedented step.
Half of them didn't have the funds to evacuate. And, you know, to just get up one night, go to bed, and then wake up the next morning and say, you've got to leave. It was devastating to the communities.
The dike surrounding Lake Okeechobee is 143 miles long. Decades of erosion have weakened it. And for the past 10 years, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has been working to reinforce the dike. But the project isn't scheduled to be done until 2025. So for now, the Corps is doing daily inspections, looking for signs of trouble and fixing them before they get worse. Army Corps District Commander Colonel Jason Kirk says engineers expect the lake to crest soon without major problems.
If we see any signs of distress, your Army team has a plan to do any necessary control of those distress areas.
That plan includes having material already in place, dirt and rock and other things, the Corps could use to basically plug the hole if the dike were to breach. But that's not terribly reassuring to the people who live in the shadow of the dike, with the specter of the last time it broke.
Thousands and thousands of people perished.
Tammy Jackson Moore is a Glades community advocate. She co-founded Guardians of the Glades and lives in South Bay. In 1928, an earlier version of the dike failed when a massive hurricane roared over the lake. Catastrophic flooding killed more than 2,500 people.
The majority of the people that passed were African Americans, farm workers. The poor black people lived in shacks and shanty houses. They couldn't withstand the winds and the rains.
Some people climbed trees to escape the water.
But didn't know that the snakes were up in the trees as well. So some of them died from snake bites.
It took weeks for the water to recede.
The bodies started rotting, just floating in the water. Some of the bodies were dead amongst other animals and wildlife, some cattle. So they had to try to maintain the health of the environment. And that's why you see the mass grave.
1,600 decaying bodies were buried here in a mass grave on the east side of the lake near Port Mayaca. It's a grassy plot surrounded by palmetto trees and oaks draped in Spanish moss. It's part of a larger cemetery now. And just about everyone I talk to can name a relative who rests here, including Pastor Albert L. Polk, the fourth.
Well, I have some family that lost their lives in that storm of 28. Three of those people, we carry the same blood.
Pastor Polk has lived in South Bay all his life. He says of his congregation,
we are concerned. You've got so many, many gallons of water that is sitting pressure on a weak dike.
So when Pastor Polk looks out from his house, beyond his neighbors and his church, to the Mammoth Lake,
I can't swallow all that water. So my first thought is, I pray to God that the dam don't break.
And with a month and a half left in hurricane season, everyone in the Glades is praying the storms don't come. I'm Peter Hayden in South Bay.